From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson. Syrian troops today began a military offensive in the province of Aleppo, the latest in their effort to reclaim territory from both Islamic State militants and government rebels. Russian officials say their airstrikes are allowing the Syrian army to go into assault across the whole country, according to Interfax News Agency. Meantime, Turkey claims to have shot down an aircraft caught violating its airspace near the Syrian border. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In a statement released by Turkey's Armed Forces High Command, it said one of its fighters shot down a plane coming from Syria that violated its airspace. Turkey said its fighters, under NATO rules of engagement, gave the plane three warnings. Under Turkish rules of engagement, any plane that violates its airspace from Syria risks being downed. The incident comes as Ankara has accused Russian warplanes deployed in Syria of violating its airspace and harassing its planes. Moscow claims any violation was accidental. Friday, Ömer Çelik, spokesman for Turkey's ruling AKP party, said efforts are underway to defuse tensions. Today, a Russian military delegation is visiting Ankara to meet its Turkish counterparts, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
President Barack Obama welcomed South Korea's President Park Geun-hye today at the White House as the allies look to deter nuclear-armed North Korea while leaving the door open to negotiations.
Pyongyang needs to understand that it will not achieve the economic development it seeks so long as it clings to nuclear weapons. In contrast, President Park has articulated a better vision, a unified Korea, free from the fear of war and nuclear weapons, and that's a vision that we very much support.
This is VOA News.